This is Unleashing Leadership, and I'm your host, Travis Moss, and welcome back to our team interview where we are talking about our Just Cause project with Kayla and Kirsten. And today we are going to circle back to ethical fading. I think we only mentioned it briefly, and now we're going to get back into it with Kirsten. We left off with a discussion about escaping default perspectives, and today we're going to pick up with Kirsten and that ethical fading discussion.
What I found most interesting about it was a lot of times you'd think that it's 100% on the employee that there would be an ethical issue like that. Yet at the same time, I believe that the company created the culture that forced the ethical fading, and it became a very nasty cycle. And even though, you know, they could clean house one time and, you know, but if you set unrealistic goals for people, and then it becomes a norm that you have to cross boundaries with your ethics and your values to, in order to meet that, then you're just creating a very dark place to be in. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it was 100% on the employees, that that's their responsibility. Although, I mean, at the end of the day, you have to be okay with what decisions you make. But when you're in a position to meet unrealistic goals and everyone, you know, they create the culture of everyone's doing it, then, you know, that's a tough place to be.
We are products of our environments. And like, you have kids, right? And kids, we know, are products of their environments. In general, kids pick up the traits and the characteristics of where they come from, the influences in their lives. And the only thing that separates an adult from a child is age, right? I mean, that's the main characteristic of an adult versus a child, is how old they are. And there's lots of adult children, you know, or adults that act like children. So going back to that analogy with the business having two children, you have customers and you have employees, which is kind of like how it is a lot of times. You know, when customers aren't happy, they have a tendency to act like children. And when the employees aren't happy, they have a tendency to act like children. And just like children, though, you want to give them parameters. You want to say, hey, this is what you need to do to be good so that you can have everything you want, right? If you do all these things, we're going to go on vacation, we're going to buy you stuff, you know, you'll have good grades, you'll get to go to school, you know, whatever school you want. Like, these are all the rewards for being a good kid. And you give them structure. And in that structure, you'd say things like, look, you can't just eat candy every day. You have to have a real meal. And, you know, if you make some money, you should save half of whatever you make and you can spend the other half. And, you know, if somebody, you know, says something that hurts your feelings, you don't always have to retaliate. And you would give them boundaries, like ethical boundaries, right? Or moral boundaries, or just family value boundaries. And you would create this environment for your children as they're growing so that they can be turned into good people. Well, why are employees any different? If you create incentives, same thing with customers. If you create incentives, or if you create a void of the correct incentives, doesn't it seem like if everybody here eats candy every day, I guess I can eat candy every day, right? If everybody here at Wells Fargo opens up fake accounts for people so they can get a bonus and nobody says anything and nobody really cares and it doesn't hurt the client at all, they don't have to pay any fees, that must be what we can do so we can have, it's an accepted way of doing business, and we justify it to ourselves. Well, you know, it didn't hurt anybody and I got my bonus. They must have wanted me to do it like that because nobody said anything. You know, and that's kind of like, you know, letting the kid, not saying anything. Well, they'll figure out that they shouldn't be eating candy for every meal and then their teeth fall out. You know, and they have diabetes when they're 12 and you have all these other problems, you know, and it's just, and we do the same thing with customers. You look at customers and you're like, you know, if they call in, whatever they say, you have to go with it. Well, I think, was it Amazon that is going back on their return policy? Because they had a policy where you could buy anything and return anything, right, for free. I think they had it for a while there. And so what people would do is they would buy clothes, but they would buy them like in seven different sizes. and the Amazon would ship them all to their houses. They try them all on, they put them all back in a box and ship them back, right? And there was like this incredible abuse of the system. The system was supposed to be, if you get something and it's not what you thought it was, send it back to us. Don't use us as a dressing room. And that's actually what started to happen. So you have like people who say, oh, okay, there's a neat way that I could take advantage of this. And I'm not breaking any rules because it doesn't say in the rule book that I can't do this. But at the same time, it's ruining it for everybody else who otherwise might have been able to use that service. Now everybody's got to pay, you know, and that's a type of ethical fading almost. You know, we let people take advantage of things by not providing structure and showing them these are kind of the acceptable usage of this, or this is what it means to be good. Like I always say, and Kayla, our good friend Hector, our podcast producer and your co-pilot on your show and everything, and our artist, our graphic design extraordinaire, he's smiling right now. But I always tell him, if you're going to put a button on a website, make sure everybody knows it's a button. Don't think they understand it's a button. In fact, even if you have to put click here on it or put the word button on it, because people will look at it and they don't know it's a button, even though it's obvious that it's a button sometimes. Like if you want people to act and behave a certain way, don't think they're going to figure it out for themselves. And so when you create incentives and you go, okay, here's an incentive and people abuse them and you don't correct it, you're saying they're going to figure it out for themselves. Well, they'll figure it out for themselves when they break your business in half. You know, because what incentive do they have not to?